Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. I was calling because I was trying to make a new claim when I was doing it online. It was saying that my social didn't match the PIN or something like that. The PIN didn't match my social or something.
Let me have your social.
It's 418-53-3009.
And what's your name?
Ashanti Cole. Stop, baby.
Okay. I'll go ahead and file a claim for you. Bear me one moment. Okay.
So you'll crawl to the phone, but when I want you to crawl, you don't do. Huh?
Okay, can you verify your date of birth for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 05/02/2001.
Okay, and do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Army Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name for me?
My mother's maiden name is LaShonda Dixon, and my driver's license number is, 1 second, let me pull it up, because I don't, it may be, if this isn't it, then I'm going to pull it up, 9577862.
That's right.
Might be wrong. Oh, wait a minute, okay.
Would you like your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
Whenever you're ready, I need your routing and account number. It has to be a traditional bank account. It can't be a prepaid card, online banking service. It don't accept time, check. Say it again for me.
It's a real one. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. If you need the name of the bank.
Okay.
Do you want a specific one first or either or?
You can give them start off with the routing number.
Okay. It's 256-07-4974.
And what's the go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. And the account number is 711-81-02-073. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Okay. So I have 25, 60, 74, 974 for the routing.
Correct.
For the account, I have 7/11/81/02/073.
Correct.
Can I have your mailing address?
It is 320 Stanton Road, Stanton. Sam Road, apartment 1526, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Still have the telephone number ending in 8192.
4048. Hold on. Mama, you throwing me. Oh, wait, baby. 4048938192. Okay, yeah, that's correct. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
What are you talking about? Can mommy have a single pack?
I have some security questions. These are generally random security questions to verify your identity. Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 100 Arena Road, 12 Place, 44 Eleanor Avenue.
Yeah, Eleanor Avenue.
Sorry, 422.
442.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 422. Mm-hmm. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1111 22nd Street, 23225 Rochelle Loop, 3842 2nd Avenue East, or I've never been associated with any?
I've never been associated with any.
Which of the following counties, or I'm sorry, cities have you ever been associated with? Opelika, Sylacauga, Westonville, or none of the above?
None of the
Wilsonville,
above.
I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, and which of the following states does Alex Cole currently live in? Our own property: Delaware, Georgia, Maine, New Mexico. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this person.
You said Alex Cole?
Mm-hmm.
None of the above. He in Tennessee.
Okay. And did you file a claim last year? I apologize. In April.
April last year. Oh, I really don't remember. I was pregnant, so my pregnancy brain. April. I'm going to just, maybe.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Have you worked since then?
I have. I was just working. My last day of working previously was January 31st. It was a contract job, and they didn't tell you it was the end of the contract to the day after the end. So I've been looking for a job.
Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing for the DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
I don't know what that is. I'm going to say no, ma'am.
Okay. What's the work that you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No, it's a new job. It's a different job.
And tell me one more day, what was your last day of work?
January 31st. You're going to hit bubbles.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
A corporate officer.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Are you a part of a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What's a job title or job skill that reflects on your job history?
Called a customer service representative.
Okay, and what was your last employer?
knit through source. You mean your baby lit? What was Pogo?
You have their telephone number.
Let me see. I really don't. I can probably Google it because it was a work from home job. Let me see if it's on this paper. No, but I have this number that they be calling me from. If they call from different numbers, but I can give you this one.
Let me see if I can look up one up for you. Hold on a second, friend.
Because it was like a secondary company, and I know the company that they like worked through, where I was working for through them, it was called Capgemini.
Okay.
Oh, why are you using my W-2? Give it back. Bobo, you have all over my bed.
Okay, tell me the first day you started working for.
Let me look at the calendar. September 26th.
Of last year?
Oh, yes, ma'am, of 2021.
Don't come up to me.
Ouch.
Tell me what city and state this work was formed in.
Mobile, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And what's your reason for no longer working for this employer?
It was a contract job and the contract ended.
Okay. Okay, and do you want taxes coming out of your benefits?
Please, I don't want to keep them in their taxes. Take mine.
Okay, I have a 4-digit temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay. Well, quick question. With their taxes, can you go, which I'm not going to be on it for 6 months, but do they, you know how you can go exempt for 6 months on taxes with jobs?
I wouldn't say because I'm not sure if it would be the same. I wouldn't trust it because, you know, it do garnish your, like, your income tax. So I wouldn't, like, if you want to do it. But you can always do it and call us back and say you do want taxes coming out now.
Okay, I'm ready for the pen.
It's going to be 0901.
Okay.
Okay, and then the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so can result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seek full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file your weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, call 800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. You covered everything.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
Thank you. You do the same.
You're welcome. Thank you.